everybody. It's the Spy vs. Spy podcast. I am now a robot.
Greetings, anyone?
Yeah, it's a Wednesday, September 26, 2007.
Thank you.
What are we, episode 167?
Probably.
Closing in on the big 168.
Yeah, that one's going to be hot.
Oh, man, you have no idea.
No one has any idea.
It's true.
No one will ever know.
Yep, because it's going to go 167A, 167B, and then we'll quit.
Well, we'll just take many, many, many months off.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, if we ever miss a show, if we ever take time off, hiatus.
If we ever miss a show.
If
that ever happens.
No, but if we ever do that, it's not because we don't want to do a show, or because we can't, or because anything went wrong. It's because we want to slow it down, you know? We don't want to blow the 168 load.
Don't judge our pacing.
That's right.
It's all intentional.
Yeah, it's all part of the overlying arc.
Well, I don't want to step on any wad that you may be conjuring.
Don't worry.
But
Iron Man.
Oh shit!
Sorry, I couldn't hold it in.
Oh no. I got something to say.
Okay.
Putting it up.
Up, up, up,
up, up, up,
up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up.
You want to hear it? You want to know it? You already know it. You already know it.
All right. Take it away.
Did you cut out for a second there?
Oh, sorry. Just waiting for you to start.
Oh, I'm going to take it away. Fucking caffeinated donuts. Jesus fucking shit. It's come to this.
It's the dream.
Yep. The other day, I had two caffeinated donuts. They're called Joe Nuts. They have them at the gas station.
That's awful.
They're like 79 cents. They're mocha flavored. They got red shit drizzled on the top, like real bright red frosting. And I think that the frosting is only there to indicate that they are 79 cents because most of the donuts are 69 cents.
Oh, I see. Yeah, otherwise, like it looks like a regular donut otherwise. Nothing different about it? It doesn't have like iron filings in it or shiny?
The actual donut material is matte. It's not gloss. Even the old fashions at the gas station are usually a little glossy, but this was matte. Very dark brown.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking tasty, man. They're tasty. But at the same time, they tasted a little medicinal.
Mm.
And then also, I got a crazy stomach ache from I don't know if, like, you absorb caffeine differently. Like, I guess the thing... Like, I got two of them, okay? Mm. And they're, like, 70 mugger grams each of caffeine, which is, you know, about a cup, you know, depending on how you make it.
Sure.
But, like, when you drink a cup of coffee, you don't just, like... You know, you're not just like, all right, cup of coffee, and just go, what?
Chunk, yeah.
Throw it right down.
It's like if you made coffee Jell-O or something, you know?
Yeah.
And you just ate it all in one... bite.
It does not take me long to eat two donuts. I can say that.
Yeah, no one really slams a coffee.
Right.
I mean, I guess you do with an iced coffee sometimes, but even then, coffee's meant to be savored and enjoyed. People who like coffee, I mean, there's got to be some percentage of people who drink it only because they need it and they don't want to drink a Coke or whatever else, you know?
Right.
But most people, I think, who enjoy coffee, enjoy the process of drinking a coffee.
Yes.
It's
but
like...
I don't think anyone sips a donut.
No. Donut is meant to be slammed.
So I got hit pretty hard. I don't know. It definitely... Okay, you know how, like, coffee makes you poop?
I have heard a story about that.
Yeah. Well, caffeinated donuts make you poop, too. Real urgently. Oh, man. It was... it was something else. On a taste level, I gave them like 8 stars out of an amount because, I mean, it really did have a mocha-y flavor. It was really, the cakey bit was really, really nice.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part of a donut.
Yeah.
In fact, most times I order a donut from the donut dispensary, I don't get a frosted one. Frosted and sprinkles, that's overrated to me.
Yeah, I don't mess with none of that.
It's got to be a good cake donut.
I like it. I like a good...
Glaze is okay. I'm okay with the glaze.
I like a glazed chocolate old fashioned. It's really that's the shit for me.
Yeah, for me, it's Tim Hortons sour cream glazed, yeah. And sour cream regular plain.
I heard that tale one time, and I still am.
Yeah, they're just very they're cake donuts, you know. But they're made with sour cream. Like, there's no sour cream in them or anything like that. It's a regular cake donut, but it's it's sour cream filled. It's just filled with clotted. Oh, that would actually be pretty good. But it doesn't make the donut sour. It's almost like eating sourdough bread in a way, I guess. Mm. Maybe not so much, but it's still sweet. Tastes good. And everything. It's a little more complex of a flavor than a regular cake donut.
Yep.
But, what other caffeinated foods are there that don't have chocolate?
They sell the mints and everything.
Unexplored territory, though. I mean, like, eating an actual thing, you know? Not those.
I think they should make nicotine donuts, personally.
That's obviously the next step.
If they can go ahead and chemical up the beloved donut, but you know, give it to me all in one shot.
Don't you think it would be better to put nicotine in coffee?
Yes.
So,
and then I can just dunk my bacon and weed donut in that.
That's your four food groups right there.
Yep, that's some good shit. But yeah, I'm going to get one again as a control because it, you know, maybe there was something in the air, maybe there was something.
Sure.
You know,
you could have gotten that stomach ache regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you can open up a time portal, parallel universe thing.
Okay.
And ask yourself, hey, I know you didn't buy that donut, but, did you get a stomach ache? Yeah. And then you'd be like, yeah, I did. I had enormous dump, too. And you're like, aha.
Then
I got a stomach ache and I had a ginormous dump, so that's the only difference.
Hmm.
We'll never know until you get your ass and build that time portal.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it in the future.
Okay.
And I'll come back to right now. Well, it looks like it never happened.
Who are you?
Paradox.
What did you do with Bill Redman?
Fooding it paradoxically.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't mind a giant dump, though. I love a giant dump.
Dump. We haven't dumped in 30 years.
Shit. Everyone just funnels it through answers.
Yeah.
Repugners. But yeah, a giant dump I got no problem with. It's the little
painful, spiky dump.
Or the dump that just won't happen.
Mm, yeah.
The dump that's clearly there, knocking on heaven's door, but it won't, it won't make the plunge. That's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know,
scoop it out.
Yeah, well, it's like when the quarter log is like hanging, but the rest of it is still like collecting its thoughts. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the worst.
You know, you know what I do?
Hmm.
Keep a measuring cup full of melted butter next to you.
Really?
Yep.
I used olive oil, but I thought
you didn't drink it, did you?
Huh? No, just dab.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I made that mistake once.
Davin Swab.
Although for a while there, I did think it was a good idea to drink half of it and then apply half of it. I found it didn't make any difference.
What's up, sweetheart? Bo won't give you the black boy? Go hit him in the head.
No, his block.
Just go, they're playing with the Mega Blocks folks. She's got the two gals, but there's no, Bobo and Fork over the boy.
Do you think they should make you know how they have Lego Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they should make a Mega Blocks Mega Man game?
Oh, that'd be sweet. Wait, no, that'd be horrible.
Oh, okay.
But Mega Man Mega Blocks would be really fun.
Yeah, sure.
You know, the Fisher-Price Little People?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
This is they prefer to be called Fisher-Price Midgets, actually.
Yeah.
And, the people. In the...
Well, you know, originally they were wood.
My first butt plug.
Like wood dowels with heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then they were little plastic log things with heads.
Mm-hmm.
And then they filled out a little bit. But then a few years ago, they started making... That's what they call little people now, but they're like little plastic, non-posable little figurine things, but they got...
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. You've got...
And now, the fucking things are articulated.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking moving right along.
It's just... Well, then now what, you know... I don't know. What do they got for dumb babies now? You know what I mean? It's like, they... I thought the whole point was, like, you give them a little...
Now, how many parents are going to hear this? Dada, help me put the man inside the car. I can't do it.
Yes.
It's like, fuck. There's a peg. There's a fucking slot hole guy. Put it... Yeah. Do it. Just get...
Nope.
It done. Get...
nope, not
get
anymore.
R done. And now, it's going to be...
You got to buckle them in fucking and fucking passenger side airbags.
Oh,
and
God. Yeah, I mean... There's a reason they didn't have articulated figures for kids that young. There's a reason. It's because they will eat it.
Yeah.
It's at a certain time when you're a small child, when whenever you see anything with arms and legs, you want to eat it.
Yeah.
So.
And then as you get older?
You learn to suppress that urge.
And then as you get slightly older?
Yep. We all know what happens.
What's up?
Then.
Sleeping with the girl, Dada. You're sleeping with the girl?
Hmm.
That's okay. That's fine. We're a progressive family. I'm doing a talking show, sweetie.
As long as it's only sleeping.
I am doing a talking show. We're just going to talk a little bit maybe about a comic book or maybe even a TV show.
Oh, man. Oh, MASH.
Possibly a mode of transportation.
Oh, Maserati.
Hey, Allison, will you give this to your brother? Will you give this to Spencer? Tell him to fix it. We had a pretty sweet kickball for about a year. We've had it. Black Skull and Crossbones kickball from mm-hmm. Target.
Oh, yeah?
I guess it's from last Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fucking sweet, but it just sprung a leak.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just a wad of vinyl.
You should fill it with expanding foam.
I would like to fill it with match heads.
Beach heads?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Major Blood.
You want to do Major Blood?
No.
No?
Sure, why not? I don't
Joe
know.
Of the day? Message board update?
Joe of the day is fucking Major Blood.
Yep.
He, for a while...
That's how you pronounce it, too.
Major Blood.
Yep.
Major Dad. With two D's. I mean three D's. Oh, fuck.
Oh, wow.
Dad. Da-da-da. I hate you more than everything in this damn world.
Yeah.
What? 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 What?
What's his name?
Blood?
Yeah.
Sebastian Blood?
Sebastian Blood.
That's his real name. And
yep.
What I remember about him, I remember that. Was he a mail away only? I think he was.
He sang for Skid Row.
And am I going to send dope to him on a train?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Dope's on a train. Was he a mail away?
I want to say no.
Maybe he was both. There were some that were both, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Duke. Juke.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I remember his Major Blood's file card. You know how on the file card for the bad guys, it would have Cobra the Enemy, and then the good guys, it would say G.I. Joe?
Yes.
I remember, and this has been verified by Yo Joe. I'm not looking at it right now, shockingly. His file card didn't say the enemy on it. I think it said G.I. Joe, or it was kind of a nondescript one. And so when I first got him, I didn't know if he was supposed to be it's clear by looking at him, he's supposed to be a bad guy. Eye patch, mustache, cobra helmet. He's brown. Robot arm.
Yeah, yeah.
Non-articulated robot arm, which is a rip-off. The rocket pistol. But I kind of, didn't know if he was supposed to be a good guy or not. And then... obviously later it turned out like that he was. But what was his deal?
I don't know what his deal was, but I remember that I had the same predicament with the He-Man guy. What's his face?
Modulok?
No. Zodak? Zodiac?
Which one was he?
He just had like a red bustier and a... Yeah, Zodak.
You know? Did he have like a red gun too?
And a red head thing. Yeah. Like he had a...
Phil, this isn't a He-Man news show.
Yeah, I know. But
stay on topic, fucker.
I guess he was a neutral character. Which is, I mean, that's kind of fucking weird.
That is weird. Look, even the Sorceress wasn't neutral.
I just assumed a good guy. Mm-hmm. You know, because there wasn't anything monstery about him. He just had a funny hat. But,
yeah, mm-hmm. Major
Blitz. But they didn't specify on the thingamajig. And, like, I believe in one of the little mini-comic thingamajigs, he may have been portrayed as slightly evil at one point. Mm.
He was neutral evil, perhaps?
Yeah. Okay. So I was confused.
But
yeah, that's He-Man. I don't know.
Bobby the Brain He-Man?
We'll let the older, fatter guys
do the
He-Man show.
That guy had a weird bug helmet.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a penis. Kind of looks like my... Oh. Major Blood, I guess it's quite obvious he's a bad guy because his last name is Blood. But if that's what your real name is, it's like, well, what are you going to do?
You're going to be fucking bad.
Forced.
You got no choice.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is kind of like... That is... I mean, didn't Marvel Comics invent that? Like, if your name is something, you will go on to become that because you have no choice.
Yeah, like, if your name is, like Wolford Shoe.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And you'll obviously get bitten by a radioactive shoe.
That's right.
You know? And have the proportionate powers of said shoe.
And your superhero name will be Schumann.
Yeah. But no one will know who you are. You'll protect that secret identity.
Might as well.
Tony Ironman... The secret identity of Iron Man.
Okay, let's quickly wrap up Major Blood and get to Iron Man. Blood had that fucking stiff arm that wasn't... It looked like it was not even the same bulkiness as a regular arm.
So and what's up with that?
Skinny, stiff robot arm kind of weird thing. But it wasn't even clear that it was robotic. It just kind of looked like it was dead.
Black?
Yeah.
I posit that perhaps he was an archer.
Oh, maybe.
He did have a crossbow, so that...
It wasn't a crossbow, though. It was a rocket pistol.
Laser crossbow?
No. Bowcaster.
Hmm.
Fucking bowcaster.
Maybe that's why he had a little... Shit. Speaking of bowcaster, oh my god.
Okay.
I'm gonna sit on this for a second.
Okay.
But we'll keep going with the Major Blood. But I think maybe because his arm is covered in all that shit, maybe that's just for rocket backsplash. You know, if he's shooting his... He's got his one good eye and his one good arm, and he's shooting rockets with the shitty arm. Maybe that's just a...
Yeah. No, definitely. I agree with that. And the one thing I did sort of appreciate about his arm was that didn't it have, like, the thumb was joined to the rest of it so it wouldn't break off? That was a constant problem with my G.I. Joe collection, is that the thumbs would eventually break off.
You were always trying to force some shit in there that wouldn't go?
Not so much that, just heavy use, you know?
Yeah.
And I used to do the Joe surgery, though. Get a little screwdriver and change parts and stuff when my favorite dude had shit broken.
You'd give them all carpal tunnel rat surgery?
This man needs groin replacement.
Yep.
This man's intestines are not springy enough anymore.
That was my big problem, is the penises would break off of all my fucking G.I. Joes.
Yeah, that was no good.
They couldn't stand upright anymore.
No, their legs would come out the front, like, just sort of sprawling out, you know? Major Blood's file card. Sebastian Blood. Primary military specialist, terrorist. Great.
No, that's good.
He's from Australia, so he is probably the most famous Australian G.I. Joe.
And he is an actual... what about Naugahyde?
I think, weren't all the Dreadnoks supposed to be Australian or something? With comedy accents?
Yeah.
And Major Blood had the poem on his thing. Apparently there was two
versions.
Oh,
yeah, read it. It's beautiful.
Major Blood writes poetry. Badly. Yeah, and on his Valkyrie, it definitely does say G.I. Joe under his thing. And it's very... It's he's a terrorist, but it says G.I. Joe under... But it says mercenary, so it's like, well, maybe he's a good guy sometimes. Maybe he takes off the Cobra helmet hood thing and puts on a t-shirt that says survival on it. Or something.
Maybe.
When you're feeling low and woozy, slap a fresh clip in your Uzi. Assume the proper firing stance and make the suckers jump and dance. From the Attica Gazette. And there was a Oh yeah. Early versions had that one. Later versions have, a mercenary's job is a heartless one. I'm a soldier for hire, like a pawn shop gun. Hey, that's pretty good. My wow. ruthless tactics keep you on your toes, because I fight them all, whether friends or foes. Whoa.
Oh, he fights his friends?
And his foes.
Dang.
He doesn't care. What a fucking badass.
Man, you know he's bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wears a brown suit and a weird chest plate. And he has dog tags. And little weird green nubbins on his arms.
Hey.
You know what that's all about. Anyway, he's a pretty cool dude. I think he's very underrated. I remember not thinking... I think when I was a kid, because he was all brown and black, I thought he was kind of boring. Right. And, like, he came with a little tiny backpack and a little tiny weird gun, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think I appreciated him as much as I would today if I were a small child with a G.I. Joe figurine of Major Blood. Figurine, fuck. Why do I keep saying that?
You are a lady.
Oh, no.
I think they should have had, more of the, like, administrative personnel of the Joe figures. Like, they should have had a guy who just came with, like, a socket set and maybe a cordless drill.
Maybe a secretary with a clipboard? Maybe. Wait, didn't somebody come with a clipboard?
Vacuum, and I know every Simpsons toy came with a fucking clipboard. Those last bunch of Simpsons toys I was buying.
Really?
Oh, yeah, everyone fucking came with a clipboard.
Why?
Because they didn't have to sculpt new accessories. They just slap a sticker on the clipboard.
Who does the clipboard originally belong to in Simpsons universe?
Brad Goodman, I guess. No, everyone came with one. All the teachers, everyone.
Weird. Yep. No, I remember a G.I. Joe clipboard, but maybe it came... Oh, I think it came from one of those play sets. Not the toll booth one. Yeah, sort of like the toll booth one.
Okay.
I think there was, like, a clipboard that stuck in there that you could take off and a guy could carry around, but, wow, I really don't want to talk about this anymore.
Right. Come on, I want to get to the bottom of this clipboard. Where's it from? Mm-hmm. What's it all about? Owned it.
Fuck. Okay.
What did it come from?
Fuck.
Who goes there? You know what I really liked was the punching bag.
Where did that come from?
That was nice. Big
that.
Boa? Wasn't that Big Boa's punching bag?
Oh, yeah, what was his deal?
I don't know. He wore
like
a mask and had boxing
Cobra,
gloves?
Wasn't he?
Those boxing gloves were fucking sweet. I guess I'm all about accessories that aren't technically weapons. I loved the skis. I loved the fucking punching bag.
Snowshoes.
And, you know, I hated the fucking snowshoes.
Rocket pack.
They still symbolize my estranged relationship with my grandfather. But no, I guess I always, whenever I had the toys there, I always liked the stuff that wasn't specifically weapons. Because I felt like it gave me more immersion. You know? It made it more of a... wistful fond memories of Toydom. I don't ever want to talk about toys again. I'm sick of the podcast. I'm out of here. This sucks.
Okay, I found it.
What?
No, I don't know if I found it.
Who was it? What is it?
Yeah, no, I fucking did find it. I'm a fucking genius at retarded stuff that no one cares about.
Good job clicking around on Whobit. Now, what is it?
Checkpoint Alpha Battle Station. It is that little toll booth, little tower thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It had, like, a little tower that you climbed up, and it had some guns up there, and then it had a gate and a speed bump. And,
Man, they got that shit locked down.
Oh, man. Searchlight and a camera or something. And then in the downstairs part, in the restricted area present ID thing, there was a little clipboard that fit in. It had a little peg on it, and it fit into a notch. It came off, and the guy could carry it around. So there.
It was, The clipboard was just like the bathroom cleaning sign-out sheet.
The downstairs was the bathroom, probably. They should have made a set of G.I. Joe latrines, what do you think? Outhouses.
I believe I agree.
Maybe an outhouse that changed into a battle station. Maybe the walls all came down and there was a machine gun inside.
Oh, man. Yep. I'm into that.
So, that's
Bram.
It. Is that it for share of the day?
Lewis and Brams. Yeah, I don't know. There's
if all our listening audience would like to tell us whether or not Joe of the Day is worthwhile,
yeah,
you can go for it. Because I don't. Sometimes I don't know, dude. Sometimes I just don't know.
I guess.
All right. So what's your bowcast update?
You know what I liked about Naga?
Nagahide was,
I mean, Ganagahide.
Which, fuck, who was he?
Big mustache, leopard print vest, basically Kraven the Hunter, came with the pig.
That's what, see, I always get him confused with, who's the hypnotist guy?
So...
Psylord or something? The fuck was that guy called?
Shit, I was just looking
crystal
at his
ball.
Shield.
Crystal Ball. I get him confused with Crystal Ball.
Yeah. No. Nagahide.
Okay.
Big mustache.
Who didn't have a big mustache?
Necklace of ears.
Whoa, what?
No. That would have been cool.
What,
He had a little clip-on machete. It was like, that clipped onto his wrist. He didn't actually hold it in his hand. It clipped onto his wrist, so it was like extra choppy.
Really?
You could chop some shit.
I have, little to no memory of that guy. What,
He came out in 1989, 90. That's...
Oh, maybe I'm not looking for... Oh, there. Yeah, there he is. 1989. See, Oh, okay, yeah, I do remember that guy. He had a crazy mustache.
You were already probably cruising for chicks and stuff at that point.
Oh,
you were
of course.
Like, I ain't playing with these.
No, I never had
anymore.
This guy, but I remember my friend did. And, yeah, that hat? Is this guy from Australia?
Yeah,
yeah he must be.
Yeah.
And he comes with a bow and a machete and a knife and a fucking sniper rifle and a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah. A backpack full of arrows. That's a pretty nice little set, man. That is cool. You know, even if I didn't like that figure, I'd buy it just for all that cool junk.
It comes with a didgeridoo and a little,
some quakas.
Set of encyclopedias.
Dreadnought poacher. He's a poacher. What the fuck?
Yep.
That's around the same time as all the eco-warriors. Like, oh, we gotta save the environment and also fight drugs. Hey, that guy's a poacher. Get him. Like, what? Come on.
Whoa. I liked how the eco-warriors were all just like... Like, you knew they were eco-warriors? Oh, because they're fucking Dagalo paint jobs. Clearly, they're here to save the environment because everything's fucking fluorescent.
Yeah. There's no need to... Well, it's camouflage for toxic waste.
Yeah, exactly.
Toxic waste is, of course, bright green and pink all the time. Yep. Like, much like Ghostbuster slime.
Yep.
Man, too bad there's no G.I. Joe slime pit.
Too bad there's no fucking... Did you hear about there's dim damn... Fucking
well, hold on, was that Bowcaster update? Was that it?
Did no, the, no, okay. no, I okay. still have, no, just still in reserve. That's still in the shoot.
Okay.
But did you hear about Ghostbusters 3?
Did I hear about it?
Yeah.
Just now I did.
Fucking Ghostbusters 3.
Making it?
Check this balls ass out,
uh-oh.
Though.
Is it, shit, no, what was the other thing that we were looking at that some, oh, I remember, okay, go ahead.
Drop this waxed sack right into your sockets.
All
right. It's fucking computer animation.
Ooh.
Because Bill didn't want to do a fucking live action one.
So why didn't they just get someone else?
Who could you get to not be Bill Murray? Don't
Lorenzo
say fucking
music.
Lorenzo.
Sorry.
The show is over. yeah.
No, you gotta do Ghostbusters the Next Generation, clearly. Or, also, alternately... Mm-hmm. Black Ghostbusters with one white one.
Ooh. I like that.
You get Bernie Mac. You get Cedric the Entertainer.
But then their little catchphrase would be too cumbersome.
Oh, what's that?
While traditionally we are generally afraid of ghosts and do not care for swimming.
I fear not these divine apparitions.
I like those stereotypes about black people because they're like the second tier stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because, I mean, you definitely, okay, you got big dicks, chicken, and watermelon, right? Go ahead and tell a racist thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you go for.
Yeah. Do they
but then there's
there too?
Afraid of ghosts and don't like to swim. Or, like, you know.
Yeah,
they're there, you know, but they're like, they're not. It's
they can't cross water either.
Can't cross water.
Yep. So if you're ever being chased by one, you run over a river and they can't follow you.
Well, it's just because they don't want to swim. You can't. It's not
wait,
like,
no, that's vampires. I was thinking. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. See, that's exactly. That's one of the lesser vampire ones. Of all the vampire racism there is out there.
I love how, like, really serious vampire movies and stories are all like, no, man, all that stuff's just superstition.
Like, right.
That's just all a lie.
Vampires can do whatever the fuck they want.
They can actually go out during the day. And you're like, come on. Like, why bother then? You know?
Why is it even a vampire? It's just a fucking jerk.
Yeah. It's like if they said, you know what? Superman is just lying about all this kryptonite business.
Yeah.
He's just playing a joke on you. Like, he's not really fucking affected by kryptonite. It's all fake.
Yep.
He can do anything he wants. There is no weak point to him.
Now witness his peril as... yeah.
Do you know how Naugahyde met the Dreadnoughts? He was subsisting on his earnings as a freelance fur stealer. Or a steel furrier, I'm not sure. When he was recruited by the Dreadnoughts at an all-night donut and grape soda shop.
What?
I don't know.
What's up, babe?
That was a place that they should have made.
Yeah.
Dreadnought grape soda, all night grape soda and donut shop.
Anything that's Gerda?
I'm gonna find that girl.
Girdle.
Griddle? You want griddle cakes?
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Girdle
cake. Go see if Spencer wants griddle cakes as well.
Griddle cakes is what Tony Stark gets.
Gah.
Anyway, Matt, how pissed off would you be if you went to an all-night donut shop and all they had was grape soda?
Yeah, that's definitely not my preferred beverage for, donuts.
Yeah. So Iron Man update. Today on the toilet, he fought Jack Frost, who was, one of Tony Stark's scientists turned bad. He was trying to steal some shit, and Tony Stark ended up letting him go instead of locking him up, which is kind of weird. And that guy made some ice suit thing that turned him into ice. I don't know if this is pre-Iceman or what, but he had a thing that made him go all icy, and he could shoot ice, and he could make little ice hands and stuff like that. It was not bad. And what I appreciated about that, he's called Jack Frost, but what I appreciated was that it was the city newspaper that gave him that name, and he was reading. He's like, what a fucking bogus name that is. All right, well, fuck it. Who cares?
Wow.
And I like that they threw that little detail in, because normally all those assholes make up their own names, and you're like, hey, you're a dork. Call yourself that. Anyway, so, my favorite thing about that whole episode was that the guy was stealing plans from the vault or whatever, and Tony Stark's like, I better change into Iron Man and get down there before my security guards do. I'm like, what? Why do you hire a security staff if you don't let them do their job? Like, I mean, sweet. Like, if I was one of the security guards, I'd be like, okay, awesome. I don't have to do anything. That's cool. I don't want to, like, go up against that ice guy. But,
No, and the ice guy shows up, like, right at the end of your shift, too.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
you're just looking at the clock. Oh, fucking only 15 minutes left. All right, sweet. I'm going to go home. I'm going to make myself turkey pot pie.
That's right.
I am going to watch Heroes. Mm-hmm. And you know, I got fucking half a bag of peanut M&Ms on the couch that I forgot about. This
nice.
Is gonna be fucking sweet.
That's what you want.
This is awesome. I'm gonna give Cheryl a call. I'm gonna see if she wants to come over. Mm-hmm. And fuck, it's gonna be awesome. I got that new down comforter. This night is really shaping up. But then no, fucking I got up.
Jack Frost. Who wasn't called Jack Frost then?
It was just some fucking guy.
Yeah.
Actually, what if you never read the paper?
You know what it was at the time? Maybe I'm getting this wrong, but I think at the time there was, he wasn't even Jack Frost. He was just one of Tony Stark's scientist workers. Hmm. And he was like, I'm going to steal this shit out of here. And
then I wouldn't feel so bad, because if it's just a regular dude, as a security guy working for Tony Stark,
that's what it
I'll
was that kind of
thing.
Like bummed me out, that he had to change into Iron Man to go face that guy. And then he, like, locked him in the vault, or, like, he did something to him, and then quickly changed back to Tony Stark and ran down and goes, hey, what's all this then, you know? And his guards were like, well, golly, boss, Iron Man came down here and fucking bent that guy into a pretzel. So I'm just thinking, why even, you know, Tony Stark's a billionaire guy. I know he has money to burn, but those guys, you know, whoever has all the money, those are the guys who don't waste money, you know?
Yeah.
So why is he wasting his time on a security staff? Wasting
like
his money.
Millionaires that eat cat food, right? Those shopping
That's right.
cart ladies with the
totally
big accounts of monies.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you, dude.
I bet he didn't invent a little cleaning mechanism, and he just has little tree air fresheners inside.
Oh, just total pine sack.
I think we
should find out the deal.
I bet he did that on purpose, just to be like, I wonder how far I can take this. Like, I'm Tony Stark. I'm the fucking smartest dude. All the ladies love me.
Yep.
I'm just the coolest guy. I'm not even going to clean myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to grow this perverted mustache.
Let's
not going to wash. And I'm going
to
see
how long
if I
it
can
takes
steal...
for someone to mention my reek peen.
No, that's right. And all the chicks are like, oh, Tony Stark. I love you so.
Oh, you're so musky.
That's the smell of success, baby.
Yuck.
That's what I would do if I was him. Just see what you can get away with, you know?
Yeah.
Anyone looks at you sideways or makes any comment, you have them murdered.
What are you saying about butts?
Bosh.
Bosh?
Balls.
Hieronymus Bosch?
You saying balls?
Balls.
You want the last ball?
I want the last ball.
I gave it to my juggling balls.
Oh, my balls.
She wants the third one. I don't know where it is. This could definitely turn into a bad situation.
All right.
Here, have a wax skull. There you go.
Is it
I got a wax skull from... No, I don't think so. Oh. Robert Newsom sent it to me.
Oh. Is it edible?
I don't think so.
Oh. What's it for?
I don't know.
Is it a candle?
It's packing material, I guess.
I bet he made it out of his ear's wax.
Yep. Maybe. So maybe if I eat it, I'll gain
I think
his...
maybe I got your package and you got my package. He sent me a whole two handful sizes of plastic dinosaurs.
Hmm.
Which probably would have gone over a lot better at your house. Not that I don't appreciate little plastic dinosaurs. I'm fucking fine with that. But,
Hey, this thing's a candle after all.
Well, there you
it's
go.
It's got... The wick consists of three tiny threads, though.
Hmm.
We're just gonna go...
Maybe that helps the skull hollow out better.
Maybe.
It, like, spreads out the area of flame.
Surface circumference.
Destination.
Okay. Well, I guess I better update the whole Bowcaster update!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You into it?
All right.
Yeah?
Bowcaster.
Yeah?
Yeah, do it.
So basically, no, just I heard through the grapevine
that they're making a new Lost Boys movie,
which is my nickname for. Well, yeah, they are doing that.
That was the other thing I was going to mention, but fuck it.
Yeah,
but fuck it.
Yep, but only one of the. Oh, but they're making it with like
one of the Corys.
Oh, Sutherland or something. Like I forget what the dude's name is, but there's some Sutherland in it, but it's not anyone I've ever heard of.
Really?
Yeah, Gerbil or Gertner or something. Grorome? I'm not gonna look it up.
Jerome.
Grorome.
Grover Sutherland.
It might be Grover.
But it's too bad that name has been ruined. Not ruined, but no one can ever be called Grover again.
Or Adolf. Adolf Grover, though.
Hmm. Maybe you could combine them. Grodolf.
Well, go get those balls, babe.
Grodolf the
ball. And those are my balls. They're my balls, babe. Go get my balls out from under that drum set.
Okay. Your wife's drum set, that is.
Yeah, but I heard through the grapevine, which is my pet name for my wife, that...
grape soda shop vine.
who heard it from Mrs. Tom McHenry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who when you said that, the first thing I thought was his mom. I don't know what that says.
What?
That when you said Mrs. Tom McHenry, I thought his mom.
Oh.
But that obviously doesn't.
I guess I mean Ms. Tom McHenry.
Oh.
Yeah. Something.
Lord and Lady McHenry.
Tune in tomorrow to find out.
Okay, no.
The fucking Millennium Falcon's coming to the Science Museum in Chicago.
What do you mean?
I mean, just that, man.
What do you mean, coming to?
Going to be at.
What do you mean, Millennium Falcon?
paradox, docs, docs, docs. Oh, man.
What, there's a real Millennium Falcon?
Yeah.
Like, model?
No, it's the real one.
What do you mean, real one?
Well, shit was a long time ago. Far, far away.
Like
well, they went and found it.
Folding chairs?
Brought it to now.
Tablecloth?
Yeah. The whole thing.
It's a chair and a green screen behind you?
No, not that one. Oh, man. Oh, can you imagine? Come see the set of episode 3. Like,
yep.
Horrible. But yes, it's I guess that's the thing. It's coming to town.
When? Not your town.
Next month. No, it's coming to Chi-Town. Oh, Chitanwa.
Chitanwa.
Yeah.
So, what? We swing by there after SBX, or?
I don't know if it's coming that soon. But you can go back, right?
Do you know what Nagahide does?
Shit, what?
You know what he does? He doesn't bathe for a month before he goes out in the bush so the animals don't smell his soap on his body, you know?
Uh-huh.
He greases himself with rancid hog fat and eats what he can trap and shoot in the wild.
No, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you make soap from hog fat?
Well, probably. I mean, not rancid hog fat.
No, I think the rancidization process is how you make soap.
It's the soap.
At least I hope so.
But they should make soap. Right. They have that caffeinated soap. You heard about that stuff?
I have heard about that. It makes your skin tingle or something?
Yes, they should make the kind of soap that gets you high.
Yes. Man.
Then, fucking
exactly. Yeah, I know exactly. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
It's all part of the greater plan.
Yep, to keep everyone down.
Yep.
So we agree? I remember. I actually remember that shit about Nagai too. I remember reading that fucking file card.
He does this. So that's,
under the covers of my flashlight. You know?
Precious foods went onto his body chemistry and scare off the game who is the two human never sent. It's a good thing he's basically antisocial.
Snark.
Yeah.
No, dude, I totally understand. I used to read that file card over and over again.
You wanted to be that guy.
Late at night, I had one of those squeeze flashlights, those little keychain squeeze flashlights, and I'd read it under my fucking...
Until your hand got tired.
Yeah, totally. Under my...
Wait. From the flashlight, that is.
Oh, no, I held the flashlight in my mouth. Yep. It's a good time.
Until you learn how to... Never mind.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So, my first jism on that Thundercat sleeping bag.
Don't forget to visit our new website.
What? Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. We should post that
it's
today.
It's called Alta Vista.
Whoa.
It's called Hotpot.
We should post that today. You ever notice how all the search engines are like designed to be said by really fat guys? Google.
Hotpot.
Oh, man. Yes. So, yes, go to the thing. We have a thing now.
Members only.
And you are all now members.
You guys are total members.
Tune in tomorrow for our award-winning Joe of the Day segment featuring Scalpel.
Scalpel?
Yep. The Cobra Medic from 2003.
Wow.
Witness.
He plays the washboard.
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of cool that they gave him scrubs, but made him wear Cobra knee pads.
All right, now but tune in for tomorrow for this.
Oh, shit, I mean, never mind. Spoiler
you ruined
alert.
It. Oh.
I mean, spoiler alert is what I meant to say.
And he just comes with... He's the... Fuck, I can't hold back. He's the Cobra Medic. And he just comes with hooks.
Yep.
And a saw and a big knife.
And
yeah. Shoulder
and,
pads.
And a G-string. Comes with a Speedo.
Yep.
No, wait, that's...
And he's wearing face. A skirt.
Yep.
All right.
At least he has shoulder pads.
Oh, sorry. He's got a real name, Andrew B. Walker. Sorry. All right, we'll tune in tomorrow. It's not going to be Scalpel.
Andrew B. Walken.
What, baby? You want to enunciate a little bit?
Dude, she's trying to sing backup vocals for our new song.
Yep. Bullion?
Bullion. You know what I had to... Oh, sorry. Bye, Petus.
Initiate bonus segment.
Shit, yeah. I had a carnation instant breakfast yesterday. I hadn't had one of those in fucking ages.
Wow, me neither.
Yeah, that was pretty
good.
What
do you want, Suda? What does she do? You want almonds? All men?
Almond Brothers? She wants to listen to the Almond Brothers.
Alright, we can work that out. I'll hook that up.
Yeah. And she wants you to play drums along with it.
That'd be kind of fun. It they already be. Had two drummers.
Oh, fucking...
So, what's the harm, right?
Yeah, it's fucking open range, free season of drummery.
Are we going to have Almond Brother of the Day once we run the course on the G.A. Joes?
Yeah. We'll just have Brother of the Day. And we'll have an Almond
it's
Brother.
It's Dwayne again.
And we'll have a Doobie Brother and a Mario Brother.
Okay.
What's your favorite Mario Brother?
Brothers Johnson is also a thing. Who's my favorite Mario Brother? Wow, that is tough. You know, I read somewhere that...
My favorite is Super.
If they're the Mario Brothers, then...
The last name is Mario?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's messed.
Hmm.
So what's really Mario's first name? Yeah.
Maybe he's Japanese.
Ooh. Faced.
Yeah. Carnation Instant Breakfast, though, comes in a Tetra Pak. Doesn't have a straw. Have you seen those? They're more... I haven't... This was the first time I used one. I've seen a few things that come in them, and it's 300 and some odd mils. It's almost the size of a pop can, and it's not a square Tetra Pak. It's sort of a hexagonal one. It bulges. Have you seen those?
I have not seen that.
You know,
I'm trying to figure out what Allison wants, though. She's...
Oh.
She keeps saying, please, Dad, at me, but...
Okay, well, I'll just quickly hurry up, and you can go. And it has a little foil...
Here, let me react real quick. Move this to the end.
Okay.
Oh, dude, that's nuts. No, I never heard. Man. Zwab?
Fuck off.
No, she's going to, like, totally lose her shit if I don't figure
all
it out.
All right, fuck it.
Would you just,
no, I don't want to. I don't want
to. Tomorrow. Carnation, nope. Tomorrow.
Doesn't matter.
Tune into Breakfast Thursday.
Brought to you by Joe Nuts.
I've never had Carnation into Breakfast that wasn't... an operation.
Yeah, in a tin that you mix.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
I've never
sachet.
Had ready made. That's instant.
Yeah.
Carnation instant breakfast implies that the shit is done.
That's right. It should actually. I should be able to make it in my own body from a chemical reaction, probably.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like I did today in the future.
Paradox next time.